Striking fast food workers outside of the McDonald's in downtown Wilmington joined others in 160 cities fighting for higher pay and the right to unionize.
So what do we
want? Organizer April Walker says the Fight for 15 movement has grown since fast food workers first walked off the job in New York City 2 years ago.
We had healthcare workers join the fight in a big way in September. We've had workers from other retail stores like dollar stores, et cetera, join.
Rhonda Frazier used to make $15 an hour as a janitor in Georgia, but now earns $7.90 an hour at Dollar Tree deals here.
You can't hardly pay your rent. It's even hard to keep a cell phone.
But the fast food industry hasn't budged, warning higher wages will lead to reduced hours, layoffs, and a push towards automation. But Walker says there's power in numbers.
I think they're listening. I mean, I think that they should be very worried about the public opinion and that us as American people don't deserve to have our tax dollars gutted and basically subsidizing these fast food corporations.
A report released last year found that more than 50% of fast food workers nationwide receive public assistance. Frazier is one of them.
I'm hoping that we will see change and people do realize that we're human beings just as they are, you know, and that we're worth more.
From the Delaware desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.